Welcome, friends, to Music Scene. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, where we talk to local and national musicians about how they're doing and where you can see them. Today, I have a Radio St. Pete guy who's quite famous, our very own Charlie Souza. Welcome, Charlie.
Oh, thank you for having me, Nanette.
So before we get into the big Tom Petty experience tribute that's going to be at the Mahaffey, I want to talk to Charlie a little bit, first of all, about his wonderful music show that is here on Radio St. Pete. Tell us a little bit about that, Charlie.
Well, I started a couple of years ago, and I realized how many wonderful local artists we have. I mean, I really am getting into it and enjoying some of the great music that's written right here in the Tampa Bay area. That's why I think that St. Pete is the music city, Florida's music city.
Well, so, go ahead, Charlie.
I'm just having fun with it. I'll stick a couple of my songs in there a couple of times. But there is so much wonderful stuff going on music-wise that it keeps me busy making a radio show. And it's a great experience.
Well, Charlie, you have been pretty busy. You have played and worked with Tom Petty, Greg Allman, Cactus, the New Rascals. And tell us a little bit about this upcoming incredible tribute where you will be playing with your old colleagues again at the Mahaffey.
Well, it started in 2017 when Tom joined the band In the Sky. And my friend Sean Scheller and I played a little tribute to Tom a couple of weeks later. And Sean had suggested that we put a band together. And I said, well, let's just call it the Broken Hearts. And that worked out really nicely. And we played a few gigs. And, I eventually retired myself and sitting in my music room and writing songs. And then I saw that the band, the Broken Hearts, were playing all over the country, and they had a gig here at the Mahaffey. So I told Sean, man, I'm so proud of you, man. Look at where you've brought this thing. And he said, well, why don't you sit in, play a couple of songs at the Mahaffey? And I go, well, okay, yeah, that's going to be fun. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope that we sell out all the tickets and, everybody will come and enjoy it, because there's not one person that doesn't love a Tom Petty song. And I swear to God, I've got a couple of songs. I thought he was singing about me, but that's what happens with such a great artist.
So before we go into a little bit of your backstory, let me just tell you a little bit about the concerts. The Broken Hearts, that's Sean Scheller, who as Tom Petty on vocals and guitar, musician, songwriter, author, and incredible bassist Charlie Souza will play, and it'll be a tribute. It'll be Matteo Olivio as Mike Campbell on the lead guitar, Dave Walker of the Hazies as Howie Epstein on bass, Aiden Kane as Ben Montench on keyboards, Chris McDonald as Stan Lynch on drums, and Scott Lockhart an additional percussion guitar. I got to ask you, is that the same Chris McDonald that does the Elvis?
I'm not certain about that. You know, I think he calls himself Blue, and he's a great drummer.
A lot of Chris McDonalds out there. So tell us a little bit. Well, let's start with Tom Petty and playing with him, touring with them. Share some of your experiences with our audience today, Charlie.
Well, you know, it started way back when we were little fellas, and we played Gainesville quite a bit when I was in the tropics. And Tommy used to come and watch us play. I think he was in a band called the Epics at that point. And fast forward 10 years later, he mails me a record called Depot Street, and he's out in California with Shelter Records. So he flew me out there and joined the band, and we drove across the country and stopped at Leon Russell's house in Tulsa. And we started recording in Leon Russell's basement studio. And I always tell the story because I'll never forget it. Tom was in the studio tinkling on the piano. He was playing eighth notes. Tick, 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 tick. And he was singing, I was talking to a friend of mine, said a woman had lost his mind, or something like that. And I stepped in with my bass, and I started going boom, boom, and then there it was. Don't Do Me Like That, the Mud Crutch version. Thank God they released it again in 95 on the compilation album. And it just makes me proud, you know, all those years later, I still look back on all of my experiences with Tom, and I treasure them. I really do.
What are some of your favorite songs that you think our listeners can see if they go to the Mahaffey Show on the 28th?
Oh, my goodness. The whole bunch of songs. You know, there's so many, it's hard to remember the names of them. I asked Sean if I could sit in and play Into the Great Wide Open, because that's one of my favorites, and I can relate. That's another song that you feel like Tom's writing about you. And I can just remember flying out to L.A. and looking out the window in the airplane and landing there, and he's picking me up in his little sports car and riding over the big hill into the San Fernando Valley. And so that song sticks with me, Into the Great Wide Open, except the girl didn't have a tattoo, but I was a rebel without a clue, for sure.
That's great, Charlie. You played for how long with Tom Petty?
Well, I went out there in 75, early on, January, February. We recorded a bunch of stuff. I've got a couple other songs that I'm proud of playing bass on.
Jazz?
Well, let's see. It's Lost in Your Eyes. It's a mellow song. And, you know, me being a bass player, I always have to slide up to the octave notes and slide it down just so I can show off a little bit, you know. let's see. The fellas in the band, Mud Crutch. What a name for a band, too, you know.
How'd that name come up?
Well, I don't know. Tom just picked it out of the mud up there in Gainesville, and, you know.
What was Tom like? What was he like as a person? A very tragic end in 2017, you know, and obviously it was back in the drug days, psychedelic drugs, heroin, but a sad demise. But what was he like in the good days?
Well, he did have a broken hip or something that he had to take pain pills, and I think that's the reason he passed. But it was he was always ahead of the game. He was always thinking about the next day. And, you know, I tried to get him to record one of my songs. It was called Brother in the Sky, about a spaceman or something. And he just laughed it off. And I didn't realize then he was such a great songwriter. He didn't really need any other songs. He had hundreds of songs in his head at that point. And we all found out in the later years how great of a songwriter he was.
He will be remembered as a true Mozart when it comes to songwriting. You also toured with Greg Allman. That was before Tom Petty, wasn't that correct?
Yes, it was. Greg came to see me play when I was in Bacchus, playing here in St. Petersburg at a little bar on 4th Street. He picked me up in his limousine, and he gave me a gold Allman Brothers pendant and flew me up to Macon, and we sat in his living room with his tape recorder. At that time, we all used tape recorders. And then he got married the next day, and we flew up to New York. And I was sitting in the studio with him while the horn section in New York was overdubbing to his a couple of his songs on the Laid Back album. And I was really like, I mean, I had the chills. It was incredible. And then all of a sudden, another fella I know, Bobby Caldwell from the Captain Beyond band, called me and said, hey, we need a bass player in Cactus. So I went and took a taxi over to Long Island, and I joined the new Cactus band. And we toured around, you know, the Northeast and opened for Bob Seger. And that was a great experience. And, of course, We ran out of gigs or something, I forget, but I came home and I joined the White Witch Band on Capricorn, and we did an album down in Miami,
That was around 1975, wasn't it?
I think it was more like 74.
74?
Yeah, and that's before I went up to play with Tom.
So right in between there, after you were with Greg Allman, I think that you took a plane ride with Todd Rundgren, who's also coming over to the Mojave.
Oh, that's true. When I was touring with Cactus, we had a record out, and there was a radio station that was doing an event, and we all had to get in a little private plane, and Todd was sitting in the front seat of the airplane with his whiskey bottle, and he was kind of funny on the way there. You know, he didn't talk much, but we all got out of the little airplane and stood around with the radio station people, and at that point, you know, I was pretty lightheaded. I didn't know what was going on.
You know, what's wonderful is it seems to me, now you wrote a book about your music experience, and what is that called?
It's called Live Your Dream.
And you did. You actually were born and raised here in Tampa over near MacDill.
Oh.
You really did live your dream. How was it that you found the bass as your instrument and then your voice?
Well, you know, my mom played piano, and I mean, I grew up, I learned to play chopsticks when I was 3 years old on the piano.
We always knew you were a prodigy.
And then, of course, we would ride out to the base to see the doctor, and I'd be in the back seat of the Studebaker with this big giant speaker, and I heard the bass coming out of there, and so I just felt it. And, you know, my first band, I played a little guitar on the bass. And I mean, the MacDill Air Force Base. And then the Tropics, Buddy Pendergrass called me and said, hey, we need a bass player. So I bought a little bass and I learned how to play bass. Now, it was, 1964. And, you know, I learned like three or four notes on the bass and I was in the Tropics.
That's great. But your voice, too. I mean, you really, it's interesting to me. You don't usually hear a bassist sing. What is it you love about singing and also writing music, Charlie?
Oh, well, I think it's the lyrics. When I hear some lyrics and a melody line, just singing is just part of me. And I play the bass and I sing the high parts, and that's my job.
I also noticed that you played. Now, you know, I grew up with this music, so I'm old, but I'm not that old that I didn't just love the New Rascals.
Oh.
Absolutely one of my favorite bands. Tell me a little bit about that. Was about 2008?
Yeah, you know, I really did live my dream, because when the Tropics played over at Curtis Hickson Hall, we opened for the Rascals. And they watched us play from backstage. And, you know, Dino Danelli was like the best drummer in rock and roll at that point. And then you fast forward, I get a call from Gene Cornish in 2006. And we did this tribute together. And then Gene calls me to play in the New Rascals. And here I am on stage playing with Dino Danelli. I mean, I really did live my dream. I didn't realize it at the time because I was just trying to be as good as I could be to make sure I could stay with the band, you know?
There was never any doubt you were good. So, folks, if you've just tuned into Music Scene, I'm here with our very own Charlie Souza, who is a Radio St. Pete Sunshine 96.7 FM popular host, been with us since almost the beginning. You can find more about him at stpetemusiccity.org, and you can listen to his show Tuesday at 4, Thursday at 10 p.m., and Saturday at 3 p.m. on St. Pete Sounds. And returning to Charlie, I understand you have a little posse that hangs out with you that are have made your life so meow-ervolous.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the kids.
Well, you know, there's a couple of little girls, kitty cats that were born in the backyard, and one of them is named Lovey, and the other one is Teardrop. And, of course, another cat that was born in the backyard 2 years before that, he gets to live inside the house. His name is Blue. And I adopted a tuxedo cat, and I named him Sylvester Freckleface, and he's quite a character. He woke me up this morning about 7, so that works out. I don't need an alarm clock.
Or a rooster.
But this other gray cat shows up. His name is Dave, and he gets to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper with us. And the girls out back don't mind. They all just sit around and meow at me. They know I'm the guy with the food.
Do they ever inspire you for a lyric or a melody?
Well, let's see. I think there's been songs about kitty cats, so I just listen to other people's songs about kitty cats.
So returning back to Tom Petty, folks, the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey Theater is going to have a performance of The Broken Hearts. They're touring all over. It's Friday, March 28th, 7:30. You can find more information at themahaffey.com. Let's just tell a little more stories, gossip, insights into Tom Petty. What else you got up your sleeve that you can share with our listeners who are Petty fans?
Well, you know, like I said, he's written, what, a million songs? And he's got a song for everybody. I swear, I think everybody knows a Tom Petty song and feels like that he's singing about them, because his lyrics are just very simple but heavy. And so, like I said, I think there's a couple of songs where actually, you know, I played bass on them, but I can really relate to them, like he was singing about me. But that's not it. He's singing about everybody.
So let's turn to your music. You, Eric Turner, and Bill Lordan did a trio, and you did a CD. The name of that CD?
Oh, we did a couple of albums. Bill Lordan was Robin Trower's drummer, and we were lucky enough to get him in the band when, you know, I had the Charlie Sousa band in California. And we did a first album was called Live Your Dream, so because I have a song that I wrote called Live Your Dream. Goes with the book, too, you know. And that's actually, I use that as my password a lot. Don't tell anybody. But.
I love Nine Ball in the Corner Pocket.
Nine Ball, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, I got a manager that used to work with the Beatles, Pete Bennett. He used to manage the Beatles, Apple Records promoter. And he was my manager in 2000. I went up to New York and signed with him. And so I wrote this song called New York City Dreams, and that's on the Nine Ball album. It's about, you know, going up to New York. And, of course, I bought him a steak, and I hung out with Peter Bennett. And he took a bunch of the Nine Ball CDs, and he sold about 150 of them. And I asked him later, well, did you make any money off of that? But that's the way the music business is, you know?
You also have a song on there that really speaks to me because I'm a Desert Hot Springs fan, Angel on the Mountain. It's about a vision you had in Desert Hot Springs, and you wrote that with Eric Turner, right?
Eric Turner and Bill Lordan, we did the song about the angel. There's a mountain out there, and it looks like there's an angel on there. You have to drive, you know, through the mountains from L.A. to Palm Springs, and it's right up there. And yeah, so it's an inspiring thing.
It really is. And you work with the Florida Music Hall of Fame, is that right?
Yeah, you know, when I moved back to St. Pete, it was a DJ, Ted Webb, that I spoke to, and we started a Tampa Bay Music Hall of Fame. And then there was another fellow that had a Florida Music Hall of Fame, and he asked me to join the board of directors. And, you know, I stuck with it, and I've been working with the website and putting people up and honoring everybody in Florida as much as I could. And I get input from everybody saying, let's nominate this guy and that guy. I mean, we've got hundreds and hundreds of nominees of Florida Music Hall of Fame. And it's just, again, it's an honor to honor other artists. It makes me feel good.
You just recently had a wonderful show, a tribute to Women's History Month. What's coming up next in April on your show? What can we look forward to? I know Earth Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm working on that, and I want to, again, feature as many local artists as I can. And since, you know, we had Women's History Month, my show is on all women's music, I thought maybe I'd just start it off with James Brown, It's a Man's World, and play all the guys' songs around here in April. But I've got the Tom Petty show coming up next week, the week of the gig, and I've got the Broken Hearts live playing live.
That is so exciting. So, folks, we've been here with Charlie Souza. I hope you'll turn into his radio show Tuesday at 4, Thursday at 10, and Saturday at 3 p.m. And I hope that you will come and join all of us. We'll be there rooting for Charlie. We can't wait to see him on stage at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater, March 28th, Mahaffey.com. Parting words to aspiring musicians who want to live their dream, Charlie.
Well, it's that special note that you'll hit. And when you hit that note, you know that you're in, so you just keep going from there.
For Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Nanette.